When sorrow shows up in our lives, the promises of God's Word still ring true. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and singer Nathan Tasker tells us his story.
God hasn't broken any promises to us, even in the midst of that sorrow we were experiencing, you know? And that was quite a powerful thing to remember, that He hasn't gone back on His Word in that moment. And it means that we can trust Him moving forward, that our God is a great promise maker and He's also a great promise keeper. I think that was just reinforced over and over again. At times when I would start to feel, I don't know if you use this term in America, but I'd feel ripped off. I'd feel like, how come this, you know, has happened to me, and I look around and it doesn't seem to be happening to other people in my life. I'd be gently rebuked and reminded that God hasn't broken any promises in what He's allowed us to go through. And if anything, He may actually be drawing us closer to Himself through it.
As God drew Nathan closer, he realized that Jesus was there, even in the suffering.
Our God is a God who's familiar with suffering. You know, I love that Jesus was known as the man of sorrows. And what that means is that even in the midst of my deepest suffering and sorrow, He comes alongside and He is with me, and He is drawing me closer, even to understanding more of what it means to live for Him and to, as Paul says, to attain to the resurrection. You know, I think that's a pretty amazing thing to experience. I mean, in the midst of it, though, I've got to be honest, I mean, you wish that there was a better way to learn those lessons, you know. But with a couple of years hindsight, I'm able to see how incredibly comforting and tender God was in leading us closer to Himself.
It's important to remember, as followers of Jesus, that sorrow is never the end of the story. So as you look to Him for hope, you will find that God keeps His promises.